Well, stocks surged this morning on expectations that the Senate is closing in on a $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, Democrat of New Hampshire, joins us now. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. It's good to be with you in this very stressful time for families and I'm sure all of your listeners.
Well, and President Trump has been saying in the last couple of days, we can't let the cure be worse than the problem itself. When you see so many people losing their jobs, industries faltering, talk of a recession or even a depression, are you worried that the cure could be worse than the disease itself?
Well, that's why we've got to act very quickly here in Washington to help those people who are being laid off. But we've got to remember that the most important thing we can do is to defeat this coronavirus, to help people both stay healthy and get healthy again, because until we've gotten on top of this disease, people are not going to want to go out to restaurants because they're going to be worried about whether they're going to contract the disease. So that is the most important thing we can do. And that's why it's so important that as we pass this relief package here in Washington, that it includes very robust provisions to help our hospitals so they can treat those people and they don't get overwhelmed. We have a number of hospitals, small hospitals in New Hampshire who are in financial difficulties now because they've suspended all elective surgeries and they're trying to treat the overwhelming numbers of people who may be infected with the coronavirus. So we've got to make sure they get the help they need and that the medical workers who are on the front lines get the help they need.
So when is that stimulus package going to pass? Will it pass the Senate today?
Well, I hope so. We worked late into the night last night. I've been working with the leadership of the Small Business Committee. Senators Cardin, Rubio, Collins, and I have been working to try and get help for small businesses to make sure that they can get loans to stay solvent so that they can continue to pay their workers. Those loans would then be paid back to them if they kept their workers on board. We want to make sure that workers can continue to get their health benefits. So we are very close to an agreement. I believe that Senate-wide we're close to an agreement, but it's got to be an agreement that helps workers. We don't want to see what happened after the financial bailout where we helped a number of big corporations and they didn't pass that help along to the people, their employees, the people who were on the front line. So we got to make sure that that happens this time.
So will there be corporate bailouts in this package as well, do you think?
I do think there will be help for certain industries. Certainly the airlines are in big trouble and we want to make sure that they get the help they need. But we want to make sure that it's done in a way that ensures that the people who are working for the airlines actually see that help, that it doesn't all go to stock buybacks or executive bonuses. So I think that has been a negotiating point, and I do think we're very close to an agreement, and hopefully we're going to hear soon what that will be. You know, I want to make sure that workers out there who are being laid off get the help they need, that local governments that are on the front lines of dealing with this crisis, that we provide some help for them, that we help the hospitals and the medical providers who are really dealing with this crisis, because that's where the help, I think, is most needed.
Senator, finally, let me just ask you, in all of the crises that you've dealt with in your life and career, does this compare to anything?
I think this is the worst crisis that I've seen in my political career and probably in my lifetime. It reminds me of the stories that I heard from my parents and grandparents about the Great Depression and about World War II. And in that respect, it has the same element of it's affecting everyone in the country. And so we all need to remember that. We need to try and help each other. We need to be mindful of what the medical guidance is, to stay out of crowds, to wash our hands. If we're feeling ill, to stay home, because this is going to get better for each of us when it gets better for all of us. And so we've got to work together to make that happen.
That is Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen of New Hampshire. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.